From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation Monday said there's no indication the gunman who killed 49 people at an Orlando nightclub early Sunday was directed from outside the U.S. or was part of a network. But James Comey says he appears to have become a homegrown extremist who espoused support for Islamist militant groups.
So far, we see no indication that this was a plot directed from outside the United States, and we see no indication that he was part of any kind of network. It is also not entirely clear at this point just what terrorist group he aspired to support, although he made clear his affinity at the time of the attack for ISIL and generally leading up to the attack for radical Islamist groups.
Comey said it does appear 29-year-old Omar Mateen was inspired by radical Islamist groups and radicalized online. Mateen died in a shootout with police following the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Mateen's father, Sadiq Mir Mateen, Monday condemned his son's action.
My family is completely, they are shocked. They can't believe, what did he do?
He wished the wounded a speedy recovery. President Obama is to visit Orlando on Thursday. A psychologist testified Monday that South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius is a broken man who is in need of hospitalization, not jail time, for the 2013 killing of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. The 29-year-old double amputee, who was in the courtroom on Monday, faces a minimum 15-year jail term after his conviction of culpable homicide was upgraded on appeal. Pistorius maintains he mistook Steenkamp for a nighttime intruder when he fired four times through a bathroom door. This is VOA News. The head of the UN Refugee Agency said in Nairobi Monday that repatriation of Somali refugees from the Kenyan-operated Dadaab refugee camp appears to be the best solution. Filippo Grandi spoke after visiting the camp, which houses 300,000 and more Somalis, and he met with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta.
On the need of a solution, I think all agree. The President of Somalia stressed that all Somalis are welcome back into their country, and I thought that that was a good starting point. So repatriation is the best solution.
Kenya has announced its intention to close the sprawling camp near the Somali border after a series of attacks carried out by Somali militants. The camp viewed as a security threat. In Iraq, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday said the U.S. employed at least one Apache helicopter in combat, striking an Islamic State target for the first time. The attack destroyed a car bomb Sunday south of the Iraqi city Mosul. Meanwhile, the Iraqi government said it made arrests as it investigates allegations Shia militia members have taken part in the assault to retake the IS-held city Fallujah, have executed dozens of Sunni Muslim men fleeing the city. And the UN humanitarian coordinator for Iraq said in the past 2 days, more than 7,000 civilians have led the fighting. Baghdad says it's arrested hundreds of suspected refugees as IS members. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance has agreed to deploy four additional international brigades to Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that feel most threatened by Russia.
We are constantly assessing how we can make sure that our presence in the Baltic region is the best possible presence. And we are also at this meeting actually going to take decisions which is increasing our presence in the Baltic region with a more forward presence of NATO troops.
Some leaders in the Baltic states say they fear the force NATO plans to deploy is too small to deter any attack by Russia. The UN human rights chief expressed growing dismay at the increasing detention of migrants arriving in Europe, including unaccompanied children. Zayd Rahed Al Hussein said he sent staff members to assess the situation along the main migration route in the central Mediterranean and the Balkans.
The countries of Europe must find a way to address the current migration crisis consistently and in a manner that respects the rights of the people concerned, including in the context of the EU-Turkey agreement.
That agreement reached in March, migrants not entitled to asylum are to be deported from Greece back to Turkey. For the first time, Israel has been elected to a chair of a UN committee. Ambassador Danny Denon winning the chair of the Legal Affairs Committee of the General Assembly. Palestinian Chief Delegate Riyad Mansour said Arabs were opposed to it. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.